Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Pat Devaney, retired New York City firefighter, was at Ground Zero for a long, long time. He is now a resident of Lackawanna County, part of the team at Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and a friend of mine. How are you, Patrick?
Very good, Frank. How are you?
I understand that you're just coming back from a memorial service at your firehouse in New York City?
Yes, we were at the memorial service, and it's funny. First of all, I want to thank you for making everyone remember this, because, like, for many of the young people today, it's just something in the history book. I mean, my son is 12 years old. He doesn't know. To him, it's just something, I guess, the way Pearl Harbor was to me. But, yes, I was at the firehouse today, and as you were talking about the times that the planes hit, we lined up this morning at those times, and when the Pentagon was hit, and then when the plane went down in Shanksville, as they read the 343 firemen who were killed that day, they read the names off. It's moving. It's great that we, the firemen, carry on the tradition to do that.
Well, Pat, I don't know how many times I have quoted you, your infamous soundbite that you gave us, that we have built-in forgetters. Do you think that's still true?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's true. I mean, on September 11th, everybody's waving a flag and everybody's patriotic and rah-rah and never forget. And then tomorrow they'll just forget. You know, built-in forgetters comes from, my brother told me that. My brother was a fireman, and my brother was killed on the job also on February 3rd, 1989. And John used to say that. He said people had built-in forgetters. So I think it's very appropriate that you use that all the time, and thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, Pat, can you tell the audience a little bit about some of the terrible duty you had at Ground Zero?
Well, it wasn't just me, it was everybody. Our duty was to go down there, and that day I was in Canada, and I couldn't get back across the border, but then the next day I came across the border, and then we went to the firehouse, and we were doing 24 hours on and 24 hours off, and we were sent to a staging area in Staten Island, and me and a bunch of other guys, we went AWOL, and we actually went over to the Trade Center. But when we got over there, the duties were, it was chaos, and there was just bucket brigades everywhere. We thought we were going to find people in the rubble, and it quickly became apparent that it was just a recovery. I mean, people go in there, and you go into the Trade Center, and you say, okay, there was thousands of desks, there was doors, there was phones, there were everything. But when we were in the pile, and we were just crawling through it, and all there was just, it was just concrete, steel, and dust. And it was terrible when we were looking for body parts, and really everybody was, it was parts. That's what it was.
I guess so. Now, Pat, there was a story that I saw that said there are 10,000 people, mostly first responders, that are still dealing with health effects from going in, you know, dealing with the crisis, you know, searching for body parts. Does that surprise you?
Not at all. I mean, the EPA, the days after, they said the air is not toxic. They didn't say it was safe. They said it's not toxic. And when the FBI showed up and everybody was wearing a hazmat suit, I should have known that there was something going on, and we're there with these little paper masks. But we buried a friend of mine, Ronnie Schreck. We buried I know three guys that died in the past year from September 11th related illness. I'm sick, but I wouldn't do anything different. You know, I would still go back and do everything I did. And I was there the day that President Bush was there with the bullhorn, and I couldn't have cared if Jesus Christ himself was there, but it was something.
Now, Pat, you have been very involved in helping people remember. Weren't you also involved in bringing the New York City firefighters to the St. Patrick's Day parade?
Yes, I was. For years, a local insurance agent asked me to come up. And that first year that I was still working, we came up and we marched at the head of the St. Patty's Day parade. And we did that for probably up until 2007. I did that. I brought the guys up. And then when I retired, I stopped doing that. But, I still am active. I worked with the fire department counseling unit. I have some training, and that's why after September 11th, I left the pile and went. You were talking about it earlier. I went to Mount Marissa and worked with the families.
That's got to be tough stuff. You know, I hate to ask you an almost political question, but, you know, they say that there were billions of dollars that were raised for the victims, and that would be you too. I mean, have you seen any of that? Has the help been coming the way it should have?
The fire department has treated me wonderful. I mean, I retired, and I thought I was fine, and I saw the fire department doctor, and I was getting sick. I was getting pneumonia. I was like, what? There's something wrong with me. So I told the doctor. I says, doctor, I says, there's something wrong with my lungs. He says, it's not your lungs. It's your sinuses. I was like, okay, whatever you say. And then I retired in April, and then in June, they diagnosed me with scarring on my lungs. My sinuses are messed up. I have these, digestive problems, and they said it's all from September 11th. So they've been very good to me. I mean, and if I need, and I'm on medication, and it all comes in the mail, and I don't have to pay anything for the medication. So there's help out there for the people that need it.
Now, you know, again, people are in the car right now. A lot of college students getting out of school. A lot of young people in the car with their parents or teachers. What do you want them to know on the anniversary of September 11th?
I want them to never forget what happened that day. Those people that did that, this radical Islamic terrorist, what they want to do is they want to kill us all and they want to take over the world. That's it. I mean, it's not like we can negotiate with these people. They want to kill us. And we need to remember what happened that day. I think they need to show the pictures of all of those poor souls who were jumping out of the windows that day and the horror, the absolute horror of that day, and never forget it. They don't want to show those pictures because it's too traumatic. You know, being down there was pretty traumatic, and living through all of that was pretty traumatic. And if we forget it, and if we sugarcoat it, and if we come politically correct, we're doomed to repeat it.
Wow. Pat Devaney, you're an American hero. I'm honored to have you as a friend. Thank you for calling, Pat.
Thank you, Frank.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.